A show of strength from farmers, that's how the IFA described last night's meeting in Fermoy in County Cork, which was attended by around 2,000 people who voiced their concerns over threats to the nitrates derogation. The derogation would allow Irish farmers some relief from strict EU rules aimed at protecting watercourses from agricultural pollution caused by fertiliser and animal waste. Ireland is the only EU country seeking the derogation, but in order to retain it, the EU says that farmers must implement the EU Habitats Directive, which is designed to protect wildlife and biodiversity. Our reporter Peter O'Connell was at last night's meeting in Fermoy and sent this report.
I'm from Carrigaline, the other side of Cork City, near Cork Airport. Huge crowd here. Agriculture is the backbone of the country. When the recession came in 07, 08, because agriculture kept the country going. In the global jigsaw that is world food production, Ireland is a unique piece, and we just don't want the government and the Minister for Agriculture to sell the family silverware.
Over 2,000 farmers packed out Corran Mart in Fermoy last night, where they expressed serious concern at the prospect of Ireland not retaining what the IFA calls a workable nitrates derogation. Ahead of a visit on Friday from EU Environment Commissioner Jessica Roswell, last night's meeting in North Cork was addressed by Agriculture Minister Martin Hayden. But prior to the meeting, hundreds of tractors ring-fenced the mart, and many of the farmers present were very clear in their demands of Minister Hayden.
We want to hear from the Minister that he's 110% behind us, and we need a guarantee going forward, not in the short term, long term, because young farmers need to plan for the future.
I'm here because we needed this derogation badly, because there's an awful lot of Ireland depending on this. We need to maintain the cattle numbers, the cow numbers, the jobs in factories, the lorries that are drawing the milk, the lorries that bring the cement, the lorries that are drawing the feed, the shops, everything. Rural Ireland is so dependent on this, nobody realises it. This is the most important meeting of the year. We want to be exporters and we're good at it.
It is vital that Ireland holds a minimum of 220 and a derogation, 220 kilos.
You're one of the younger people here, so tell us why you're here.
We're here to show our face. We're here to support everyone and just try to keep going and help farming, keep people encouraging it.
Do you see a future in farming for yourself?
The way it's going, not anymore. And, sure, the way everything's going, sure, milk is down 7 cents in last month. Sure, I don't know what we'll do.
While the rain teemed in the Mart car park, inside, such was the size of the attendance, there wasn't even standing room on what was a wintry, early November night. Minister Hayden was one of several speakers at the IFA organised meeting. He said that he would stand with farmers on this issue and added that he was empowered by the size of the turnout. The setting resembled a Roman Colosseum as the minister and his fellow speakers addressed the crowd from the part of the mart where cattle are normally sold. One of the speakers who most grabbed the attention of the audience was Josephine O'Neill, the national president of Mocra na Ferma.
Our young farmers are facing huge uncertainty at the moment, especially considering the derogation and the potential loss of the derogation. And tonight we are highlighting to the minister the potential consequences that will have for our young farmers, potentially closing the door, keeping them away from the farm gates of rural Ireland and turning off the lights of rural Ireland.
You mentioned as well that young farmers in some instances feel betrayed.
Our young farmers have worked incredibly hard. They've done everything that has been asked of them. They've invested in infrastructure such as low emission slurry spreaders. They have followed everything in terms of protecting the environment. They are the gatekeepers of the land. They have the interests of the land at heart.
The meeting was also addressed by IFA President Francie Gorman, who urged Minister Hayden to ensure that Ireland retains its derogation.
I think what you see here is a grassroots movement giving a message to the Minister, to our Taoiseach, that we're not going to accept anything other than a derogation delivered that allows any farmer that's in it to stay in it, and any farmer that wants to get in, to get in.
Can you just outline, Francie, your concern about the Habitats Directive?
Well, number one, the Habitats Directive is only has really only became an issue in this since June, so we've had very little time to digest it. The idea that can decide, that can be a factor in us not getting our derogation in January is unacceptable.
The meeting heard that it's unlikely that any other European country will be offered a derogation. What makes Ireland different?
We have a completely different system in how we feed our livestock. We can grow grass in certain parts of the country almost for 12 months of the year. In general, our livestock are out for 8 to 9 months of the year. So we have a completely different system to what's practiced in the rest of Europe, and I think that needs to be recognised.
I sense a slight sense of militancy here tonight if the derogation doesn't happen.
Who knows? But we're prepared to do whatever we have to do to hold on to this derogation.
What does that mean?
Everything's on the table.
After the meeting, not everyone was convinced by what they'd heard from the minister.
I'd be very worried for the future of farming. I feel that the minister wasn't forceful enough in his answers. It's a very worrying time for farmers at the moment, and particularly for young farmers.
I was happy with the crowd, I was happy with the engagement. Bit disappointed we didn't get a firmer commitment from the minister.
Look, I think tonight gives a very clear message to the minister and to Europe that we mean business, we need our derogation to stay in business, and it's completely vital, we can't operate without it.
That was our reporter Peter O'Connell speaking to farmers who attended last night's IFA meeting in Fermoy, and we will speak with the Agriculture Minister Martin Hayden on this programme after 8 o'clock.